Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. Time is tight. That's the name of that song. Isn't that a great song? 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lee Storzinger is our guest, our new friend. He's the author of On the Back Burner. And it's all about how to look at finances, your finances, in a little bit of a different way than you perhaps you've been trained to think about it. He's a certified financial planner. Lee, one of the things that sort of bugs you a little bit is the industry that you're in, the financial planning industry, spends so much time dealing with the money and the return on investment and all the different technical terms and strategies that they don't take into consideration that there are human beings behind all of that. And, you know, one of the terms I use, I'm using more and more, Ali, is I'm not just saying human beings, I'm saying analog humans. And, of course, we're all analog, but I'm making that point because so much of what we're doing is digital, but yet we're still analog. And I think it's important to point that out. What do you think?
It's a great way to put it. Before the break, we were just talking about a lot of different things related to that. And, yeah, our industry, you know, from the beginning, I mean, I started in the early 90s, and from the very beginning, they teach us how to sell, the different ways to sell, how people think, and how to maximize this and maximize that, which is all wonderful. And so now, when we meet with people about things that are a lot deeper than just one facet, which is the financial side, we wonder why we have so much trouble, because these are emotional beings. So they come in, you know, and not only that, but the public is also trained in the exact same manner that we are. When do you need to retire? How much do you need? You need $2 million or what have you, 3% rate of return. There's only so many people that are wired to be driven by the fact that they need 4% rate of return.
Mm-hmm.
When they find out their mom just has, you know, Alzheimer's or,
right,
you know, all these other things that we need to talk about that we're not. So, we spend so much of our time talking about how to invest. Everything is about how to invest, and I'm saying we need to spend some time talking about why we invest,
mm-hmm,
if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. And so talk to us about the why.
Well, we're emotional beings, and we have so many different facets of our lives that make us who we are. And, you know, we get up and we go to work every day, and we're trying to be the best people we can and work with our families and what have you, but why? What is our legacy? Why are we even here? And, you know, so if I said to you, what are those five most important, you know, if I said, Jim, what are the five most important things in your life? And you might say, my family or my work or my community or what have you. I say, well, great. How much time are you dedicated to those things? You know, and we should be as close to 100, right? 100%. Of those five things. And I'm finding that with all the things going on in our society that are challenging our time and what have you, the speed at which we're moving, just technology, pick your topic, there seems to be a gap developing between the things we say are most important to us and how we're living our lives.
Especially when in the last anywhere from 7, 8 to 25 years, depending on how far back you want to go, so much of our financial institutions have let us down.
Oh.
I mean, if there ever was a time to hold our money and our assets in our hands, so to speak, and look inward at what does this all really mean, you know, and who can we really count on? Surely this is a time, Lee.
Oh, you nailed it. You know, go to work every day. I go to work every day, 40, 50 hours a week, what have you. And, you know, the last 12 months has just been a peach, you know, since January 1st, right?
Yeah.
You got a market that just disappears on you. And people are scared. They're wondering about that stuff. And, you know, it's interesting. We'll say in the 20s and 30s, or before that, people just lived with, you know, they lived on a farm, they worked, and then they just lived with their family and they died.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you accumulate what you have. And then we got, Social Security and Medicare and pensions. Well, Medicare was later, but, you know, Social Security and pensions, you know, from the 30s, 40s through the 80s.
Yeah, that's a 20th, that's a relative, those are all new developments in the course of human history.
Totally new. And now, you know, since 1980, we'll say, when the 401k is, you know, initiated, and, you know, we've got, 30, 35 years of all this, we've shifted the risk back to the, you know, back to the person, so to speak, right? You know, so a lot of the people that are 60, 70, 80 years old in this country
mm-hmm.
have pensions and all of the stuff that we built kind of our middle class on over the last 75, 80 years. But now we're back to the beginning where a lot of those other things are being stressed, right? Social Security is being stressed.
Yep.
The pension systems are being stressed.
Those are other institutions that are close to letting us down again.
Right. So here we are. And the problem is, we've created this consumerism system. Can you imagine if everybody was in debt up to their eyeballs in the Depression?
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
when I had my consulting company, I remember one time a client came in my office, and he was really upset about his business. I said, "What's going on?" He said, "I'm in trouble. I'm about to lose my business." And I said, "Well, sit down and tell me." And he sat down. I said, "Tell me about your kids. How are your kids?" He said, "I'm about to lose my business, and you're asking me about my kids. Why are you doing that?" I said, "Well, does anything else really matter?" And he sat back in his chair a little bit, and he said, "Okay, I hadn't thought about it like that." I said, "Okay, now let's focus on your problem. There are more important things, folks, out there than return on investment." Quick break. Tim Taylor, right back with Lee Storrs. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.